The Nimrod carrying the party of the British Antarctic Expedition left New Zealand on the 1st of January 1908. We landed at Cape Royd in the Antarctic, under the great volcano Mount Erebus at the beginning of February. On the 3rd of March, a party ascended that mountain, encountering severe blizzard, and for the first time in human history, the great mountain Erebus, 13,350 feet high, was ascended by men. The southern journey started from Cape Royd on the 28th of October, 1908, and on January the 9th of this year, 1909, the British flag was hoisted in latitude 88.23 south and longitude 162 east. We retraced our steps over crevasses through soft snow and encountering blizzards till eventually on the 1st of March of 1909 we arrived at winter quarters, having covered 1,708 miles on the journey. The northern magnetic or the southern magnetic pole was reached on the 16th of January by three men. They were 122 days out, and they did a journey of 1,260 miles. Thus, the northern magnetic pole and the southern magnetic pole have the British flag flying over them. And there are many things that I have not time now to go into. The scientific results are important, but in connection with this, it was by the fact that I had these 14 men, Armitage, Brocklehurst, Mackay, McIntosh, Priestley, David, Adams, Wilde, Joyce, Marston, Marshall, Morton, Roberts, Day, and Murray, those 14 men who are my comrades, who, regardless of self, denied themselves in every possible way to promote the success of the expedition. And it has been through them that we have achieved the measure of success that the country seems to think we have done. And these men, I can only say, speaking here now, that they have been loyal to the very core throughout the trying times we've gone through. And now, like myself, they long to go again. They want to, they feel the wild calling them and the silent weight of the frozen south. And they want to be on the lone trail, the trail that the Canadian poet speaks about when he says, the trail of the world be countless, and most of the trails be tried. You tread on the heels of the many till you come where the waves divide. And one lies safe in the sunlight, and the other is dreary and wan. Yet you look aslant on the lone trail, yet the lone trail lures you on. And somehow you're sick of the highway with its noise and its easy leaves, and you long for the risk of a byway, and you reck not where it leads. And sometimes it leads to an arctic trail, where the snows and your torn feet freeze, and you whittle away the useless clay and crawl on your hands and knees. Sometimes it leads to the dead pit, always relieves the pain by the bones of your brothers you know it, but oh, to follow your fame. By their bones you will, by your bones they will follow after till the ways of the world be made famous.